diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
It's avocado season at Subway. Try the bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado or add it on your favorite breakfast sandwich. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
In 75 years, I'll be old enough to listen to KMOX.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
You know, she's right.
On the sunny side of the street.
Because she's 25 now. You know the average age of their listener?
No.
Deceased.
Oh.
That's the average age.
Thank you.
Recharged on the funny over the weekend.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, good afternoon. First of all, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Now, what you listening in your cars or wherever you're listening can't know, but I will tell you. You could if we were the morning show. I can't remember his name. They have cameras.
Yeah.
They're actually, you know, can see it, but you can't see this show. That's my choice. So what you don't know is that I was brought to work today by ambulance. The doctors that I've been working with have, say the clinical term for what I have is sexhaustion.
Sexhaustion?
Yeah, you've heard of, like these celebrities, they're admitted for exhaustion. He says, it's like it just happened, and this was...
I see you rolling around that IV bag with you all day.
Yeah, this is last night when they released me after I got back, and he said, he just pulled his glasses down. He said, yeah, it's classic because sexhaustion.
What, did you do it like one time for like 30 or 45 seconds this weekend?
That'll do it.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, he said, your age.
You overcame it.
You can't, you keep it to 15 seconds.
You got to be careful.
Yeah. So I have some good stories for you, and I have some good information for you about Chicago, because Wednesday, let me just, for those who don't know, Wednesday was my anniversary, and Thursday I had to go to Chicago anyway. And it's a long story, but I had to go, so I thought, well, I have to go, so why not just make this an anniversary weekend? Now, the other thing I have to tell you to set the stage for this is I'm not a person who really gives two hoots about traditional things like weddings, funerals, making a big deal out of birthdays, anniversaries. I just don't. And so the people that suffer for that over the years are people like my wife. Yeah, here's a typical anniversary. Yeah, happy anniversary. You too. Okay, that's kind of a typical anniversary. Maybe go to dinner.
I think that's pretty nice.
Thank you. Thank you. The older you get, the nicer you'll think it is. So that's a typical anniversary. So I realize that I really haven't exactly gone out of my way to make that day about her. So I thought, okay, I have to go to Chicago anyway. I'll just roll this into an end. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm very proud of the fact that I pretty much took care of all this myself. She's stunned by it. I still didn't pack a bag because I don't pack.
No.
I don't know how to pack. She had to pack everything. But I took care of where we were staying. I took care, you know, I lined up. I got the show tickets.
Like an itinerary?
Yeah, I got show tickets. I had them waiting at will call. I had the dinner reservations made. I'm telling you, I've never done this in my life. I also want to start out by saying something that, and I want to get the hoity-toity stuff out of the way. We stayed at the Ritz-Carlton downtown.
Oh. Yeah,
downtown Chicago. Oh. Now, let me say this. Before you say to yourself, well, not just everybody can stay at the Ritz-Carlton. Well, that's true and not true, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. There are certainly people who travel a lot and stay at Ritz-Carlton's or Four Seasons or Hyatt Regency's frequently. But most people don't. It's an infrequent thing at best. And maybe it's something you only do every 5 years. What I'm going to advise you to do, if you can do it, even if it's one time ever in your life or once a year or once every 5 years, is do it right. Go to the Ritz-Carlton and stay in the Ritz-Carlton, Chicago, and I'm going to tell you why. Keeping in mind that for most people, it's the equivalent to buying a first-class ticket. I don't buy first-class tickets. I upgrade if I can at the last minute. It's a lot cheaper. But on rare occasions, if it's a special occasion, it's kind of nice to experience that level of quality and service and luxury. Now, the Ritz-Carlton in Chicago is pretty much close to everything we wanted to do. I mean, it's right downtown. Now, I'm going to tell you as the day goes on, too, why this was such a good trip to Chicago. I don't give two hoots about traveling. I just don't care. I don't care about architecture, history. I have no culture. I'm a hick from Tennessee. I've been to Chicago a couple times. It's okay. This time was different. This time was different. And I actually get it. I understand why people like to go to Chicago, just like if I would bother to take the time to learn about St. Louis and pretend to be a visitor, I'd get why people like to come to St. Louis. I'd rather live in St. Louis than Chicago. I'm not a city person, but I will say this about the Ritz-Carlton experience. It's a great place to watch people. You ever watch people, and I do this, go, I wonder how much money that guy has. I watch people and go, did they save up for 20 years to come here, or are they here every 6 weeks? Are they well off? Is it a gift? Did they win it? I try to size people up. It's very tough to do. It's very tough to do. Here's the difference between a place like the Ritz-Carlton and just a run-of-the-mill hotel. You are treated like you're Donald Trump. Or you want that woman that won the lottery for 3 and 4. Everybody gets treated that way. Okay, so the way you're treated and the level of service. And here's the other thing. We got there on Thursday. Friday morning, we went to breakfast down in the lobby at the Ritz-Carlton. There's a breakfast place there. The milk was as cold as milk can be without being frozen. My test of a restaurant is the milk cold? Is the toast burned? Or is it not even really toast? The toast was perfect. The milk was cold. The orange juice had just been squeezed. It was fresh. The eggs, and don't ask me how people scramble eggs and have them come out perfect. Pion, you're kind of a cook. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes people scramble eggs and there's a little water or some laundry stuff.
No,
and then sometimes they overdo it and they're overcooked.
Yeah.
And then there are the perfect scrambled
fluffy
eggs. Fluffy. These were perfect. The bacon, applewood bacon, perfect. The china, perfect. No glass had a single water spot or fingerprint on it. It's the Ritz-Carlton, okay? So you sort of start to feel special. And the toast, here's the best way I can describe the toast. The only thing that would have made it better is if it had no crust. You know, when you're a kid, you cut the crust.
Oh, sure, yeah.
The crust was so good, I ate the crust. Wow. I don't know what more I could say about great toast than I ate the crust of the toast. So before you just write, even if you have to save for 3-4 years to do it. Now, this Ritz-Carlton in Chicago is actually managed by the Four Seasons people. They're kind of one entity. They're, I think, a block and a half apart or something. The other thing that I was stunned to find out is cab service in Chicago. To me, when I think of taking a cab in a city, I think, oh, man, get ready. Get your wallet out. It's going to be expensive. No, it's not at all. It's not at all. The longest cab ride we took was maybe 10 blocks, 12 blocks. If there's traffic, that could take a few minutes. There was no cab ride that was $10. They were all under $10. I mean, $6, $7. I was stunned by that. I just expected every cab ride to be $30, $40. So my advice would be, if you go to Chicago, don't drive to Chicago. I was lucky. I got to leave my car with a guy and get it on Sunday. So we pretty much were traveling as people would who took the train to Chicago or flew to Chicago, because it's so much cheaper. Parking is outrageous.
Oh, I've heard that.
For what you'd pay to park your car for 2 days, you could take cabs 3-4 times a day for a couple of days and go pretty much anywhere you wanted to go. And the cab drivers were nice. They were courteous. They spoke perfect English. It wasn't like New York City. I was, for the first time ever, introduced to the city of Chicago. Now, one other thing, and I'll get into more stuff later. One other thing I want to mention. If somebody had said to me, how'd you like to take an architectural cruise down the Chicago River? In less than a second, I'd say, no, thank you, I don't think so.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah, who do you think you're talking to? We took an architectural cruise on the Chicago River. It may be one of the most interesting things I ever did in my life. The guy was like a wealth of knowledge, and for an hour and a half, nonstop, he explained every building in Chicago, who built it, the architect, why it was built.
How big of a boat was it?
It was
a ferry boat? Is there a bunch of people, or was it a private?
No. There's a lot of people sitting out on top. You're sitting on chairs out on the top deck. And I'm going to guess 100 people, 150
people. Like a ferry, almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there was a downstairs area that was enclosed and a bartender down there if you wanted to go get a drink and bring it back up on top. But this guy was so interesting. I'll give you one example of what I learned on this river cruise in Chicago. We go by Trump International. And he explains to us that the Willis Tower is still, did you know this, still the tallest building in the United States? It is. Now, do you know why it's called the Willis Tower?
I know they bought it from Sears, Willis
Who's
Company.
Willis?
I have no idea.
Nobody knows. This is what's so amazing. Nobody
Wasn't
knows what Willis is.
Different strokes.
What you talking about, Willis?
It's a company in London. It's some holdings corporation in London. Nobody even knows who they are. So they buy the name rights, and everybody in Chicago was very upset because they liked the Sears Tower. They liked it was the Sears Tower. But we're driving along, and he says, he starts talking about the Trump building. He says it's 4 years old, and it's 60 feet shorter than the Willis Tower. Originally, when the first group sat down with the architects and they started designing Trump's building, it was to be the tallest. You know, Donald Trump's got a huge
ego. Oh, right, yeah.
He wants the tallest building in Chicago.
And they told him no?
No.
Really?
9/11 happened.
Ah.
And when 9/11 happened.
Is there a cap on buildings?
No. No. Donald Trump decided, I don't want to be the biggest target in Chicago. I don't want to be the tallest building. He had him drop it 60 feet lower than the Willis. Great story. And by the way, probably a smart move on his part. Because you would be the target as the tallest building. So that's why it's 60 feet shorter than the Willis Tower. I would highly rate $40. $40. I would highly recommend the river cruise. And I know architectural cruise sounds really boring. Don't let that scare you. I'm the last guy that cares about architecture. That's a little misleading. It's really more about why this building is angular or curved as opposed to the one next to it that looks like a big glass block. There are great stories behind why those things are built the way they are. So it was a terrific, hang on here, my doctors are telling me I need to take a break.
Oh.
I will. In about 2 minutes, I'll take a break.
A little peaked.
They demanded that somebody accompany me today. I'm so exhausted from that sexhaustion from my. So, when's the last time you went to Chicago?
Oh man, it's 20 years, at least.
Wow.
Yeah. No. It was a sixth grade trip. So that would be yeah.
I'll bet it had been 15. 10, 15 for
probably
me.
20,
Dan,
yeah.
How long?
A year.
Woo! Dan, listen to the world traveler.
He's a globe trekker.
Yeah. When did you go a year ago? What for? To see a show.
Yeah, to see a show. Yeah.
And speaking of that, we get there Thursday. We drive. Thursday night, I had tickets. $279 for two tickets to the Apollo Theater. Apollo Theater in New York, as you know, is a huge theater. This is a 400-seat theater. You know how small that is?
Yeah.
We saw Million Dollar Quartet in a 400-seat theater.
That's the worst
seat was the equivalent of the best seat at the Fox.
Wow.
And the last row of the deepest section was row 11.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, it's unbelievable. I walk up to this place. It looks like just some neighborhood theater. It's not fancy. But when you walk in, you go, all right. You don't even really care which seat's going to end up being yours. Because as soon as you walk in, you go, man, no matter where we sit, it's going to be great. It was a terrific show. It was a great trip. I'm glad that I finally made myself really plan
experience
a trip
it.
And experience
yeah.
it and try to learn something about a city. Because I'm like a blind person. I don't pay any attention to anything. I don't care. Somebody goes, did you know that in 1980? Yeah. Who cares? I don't care. And they talk about the fire on the cruise, the Great Chicago Fire. Mrs. O'Leary and Mr. O'Leary, the property, and how two-thirds of the buildings, by the way, when that fire broke out, two-thirds of the buildings in Chicago were made out of wood.
Wow.
Two-thirds. And after that fire, a lot of steel, a lot of glass, a lot of concrete. So I am an expert on Chicago.
Yeah.
Not really, but it was a great state. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your call. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today, including one of the creepiest, weirdest, freakiest things that's happened to me in my life, and it happened this morning. And it ties into something that happened in this room Wednesday that you guys don't even know happened. Something happened in this room Wednesday, something I did. And when I tell you how it links to what happened this morning, you're going to get, as we used to say, the creeps.
Whoa.
Yeah, you'll get the chills. It is so weird. If you don't think there's that other dimension, that other sense, that other world that we don't...
Oh, I believe there
well,
is.
Well, you will after I tell you this story.
Hey,
this is freaky.
I did have something for the Burke segment, and I'll just throw it out there because it kind of pertains to what you did this weekend. I saw a TV commercial.
You have sexhaustion?
No. Well, I saw a TV commercial this morning, and they were talking about... don't get Cialis. Don't worry about Viagra. There's a new product, and you go to your doctor's office, and you do this, and the doctor does something. I cannot remember what it was, but the end of the commercial, it says, and you can try it out right in the office and to make sure that it works.
What? Is it the injection?
I don't know.
Because there's an injection.
It might be.
That you can, doctors can teach you to give yourself. By the way, I'm out on this one.
Yeah.
You give yourself a shot in the wiener.
Yeah.
And boom, like
try it
stone.
Out in the office.
And that might be it. And it says you can try it out in the office before you leave. It's like, what?
Well, that's almost...
you get thrown in jail for that.
Yeah, that's almost encouraging workplace sexual relations.
I know.
Or something.
It's crazy.
Well, you got to go back and find out what this is.
Yeah, I can't. It just blew right by, and it was saying Cialis and Viagra, forget about that, and this.
Well, you know what? We got enough of that going on in this workplace. It's just non-stop sexual activity.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's the last thing we need here.
Yeah.
Places like Sodom and Gomorrah.
You couldn't have said it better. First Community Credit Union, I used my debit card a few times in Chicago this past few days. You probably have a debit card. Don't you think most people have a debit? What do you think? You think most people have a debit card?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, my dad, he refuses.
Oh, really?
He's old school.
He
yeah.
still writes
he
checks?
Cash. No, he won't
even
write
a check?
No.
Get out of here.
Yeah. He likes holding cash and using cash.
I can't imagine writing a check when you have a debit card. Why would you write a check? What would be the point?
Yeah, no,
of
I know.
That? because it's the same thing. It's coming out of your checking account. So we have a debit card. We have a charge card. We have a loan. We have some savings. We do all our banking at First Community Credit Union. We'd like for you to consider doing that, too. If you want to piecemeal it and start with a car loan, okay, you can do that. We'll be good with that. But I think what you want to do is do all your banking there. Now, I mentioned last week the popsicles are out. They're already out. And this year, rather than only give popsicles on the really hot days like 95 or 98 degrees or 100 degrees, from now to Labor Day, Memorial Day to Labor Day, popsicles at all First Community Credit Union locations. So when you go into bank, take your kids with you. They might normally complain and squirm. They won't, because now they get popsicles. And, of course, there's popcorn at every location. But what you really care about is rates and service, and they have plenty of that, too. Plenty to go around for everybody. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
And let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Down 270 at Olive. It's had the left lane shut down to debris. I'll check the cameras here in a few minutes. Just a few minutes ago, it was on. But let's see. Also on northbound 55, you're slowing from Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 64, looks like it's a little bit heavy now between East Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And westbound 70, starting to get that slowdown a little west of 270 to the Blanchett Bridge. And now it looks like they have all lanes northbound 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Is your destination for car care. They carry brands like Black Magic, Armor All, and McFairs. And right now, Walmart has 23-ounce Black Magic tire wet spray on rollback for just $4.27. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KT.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Tuesday on a morning quickie, our friend Paul Coit is back from London. Lots of news from the UK that we need to know about. Plus, the UK supposedly is getting all of our secret phone information in some sort of odd partnership. Paul may be at the center of all of this. That weasel. We'll talk to you at 10.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
If you're thinking about granite, listen up.
Granite Busters, the region's number one name in the industry, is making an unbeatable offer.
When you purchase 50 or more square feet of granite or quartz countertops, you get this.
A stainless steel undermount sink.
Free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade. Free.
And the hidden cost that the other guys sneak in, a plumbing hookup.
Free. Don't hesitate. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse and peruse through over 500 full slabs.
When you find the perfect one for your kitchen, bath, bar, or fireplace, just tag it and it's all yours.
Maybe you prefer quartz.
Granite Busters has you covered.
Granite Busters now features a dazzling display of quartz slabs at prices lower than any of the big box stores.
The time is now. It's the triple freebie summer sale at Granite Busters.
Don't delay. Visit 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold today.
A free sink, free edge upgrade, and a free plumbing hookup only at Granite Busters.
Sale offer applies to category B or higher granite only. New customers only. Quantities limited. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 7/31/2013.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-200-3698. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-200-3698. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-200-3698. That's 1-800-200-3698. 1-800-200-3698.
I was not a happy person. I felt anxious and worried all the time about everything. I was snapping at my husband and kids. I was just miserable. Finally, I said, enough is enough. And I called to try a sample of Lumaday. And now, I am so happy that I did.
If you worry too much, feel anxious or exhausted, Lumaday can help you feel more relaxed, confident, and positive. Enjoy a complimentary 2-week sample now by calling 1-800-400-9257. Lumaday is an all-natural supplement, uniquely formulated with ingredients clinically proven to promote a more positive mood. Lumaday has helped thousands of people feel more relaxed and enjoy happier days, and it's now the number one selling mood enhancement supplement at GNC. So if you're ready to feel more relaxed, confident, and positive, call now for your complimentary sample. Lumaday is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now. 1-800-400-9257. That's 1-800-400-9257.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-900-7127. Final Trim is an amazing proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-900-7127. 1-800-900-7127. That number again is 1-800-900-7127.
Baseball fans, Mike Matheny reminding you that the 4th annual PNC High School Baseball Showcase, presented by Rawlings and Prairie Farms, returns to Busch Stadium Friday, June 14th. First pitch is 7:15. Watch the top high school baseball talent in the area compete in the Missouri versus Illinois All-Star Game. Admission is free. Visit highschoolbaseballshowcase.com to learn more. That's Friday, June 14th at Busch Stadium. If you can't go, catch all the action right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We'll try to get everything in today. We have Jose Hernandez coming in next hour. We didn't do the Burke segment. Do we have any Burke segment?
No.
By the way, sorry to hear. This is kind of like... It was like hearing a funeral announcement, the death of Henry Humans.
Oh, you heard that.
Yeah, the band, Dan's band, is no longer. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
We were holding auditions on Friday with John Carney.
Henry Humans. Yeah. I tried to listen a little bit. That KTRS app is incredible. It is. I'm in the room at the hotel, and I just hit it, and crystal clear, there it was. And then I heard John Carney's voice, and I thought, I don't want to hear that. I turned it off. He did a good job.
We had fun with John.
A little tension with Mike Evans. By the way, for those of you who heard Friday, I didn't hear it, but I heard about it. And I heard there was a little bit of an uncomfortable encounter between John Carney and Mike Evans. Mike doesn't play well with others sometimes.
Mm. And he doesn't like new things.
No, he doesn't. He likes it his way or no way. And I didn't hear it. I don't want to hear it because I'll get upset if I hear it, probably. But what I would ask you to do is, if you ever hear anything like that, and it's uncomfortable, it bothers you, shoot Mike an email. Because if he hears it from us, you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
He just thinks, you're overreacting. And I've told him a couple of times, I said, Mike, it's uncomfortable. You know, you overreact, you have a short fuse, I'm just kidding. No, he's not. Sometimes he's not. He's not. You can tell he's not. So what's his email address?
EvansRadio@AOL.com.
Yeah.
EvansRadio@AOL.com. Shoot him an email. Go, hey, you know what? A little, and then he may fire and snap back at you. I don't know what he'll do, but he needs to hear it. To me, the only feedback that ever matters is from advertisers or listeners. Those are the two people we work for. We don't care what somebody down the hall here thinks in an office. It's the advertisers and the listeners. That's what matters. So when you hear something that's uncomfortable, then let them know. Peon, did you have anything for the
program? I did not. No.
Right, let's shut. Did we even open it?
No. Dan threw it in on his sideboard.
All right, here we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Real quickly, before we take these calls, my wife says, do you think anybody lives at the Ritz-Carlton? And I said, I'll guarantee you they do. Because we have people live at the Chase Park Plaza. And I think most hotels, there are actually people that... I asked one of the assistant managers, check this out. He says we have about 20 full-time residents at the Ritz-Carlton. I said, what does that cost? He said, average is about $25,000 a month.
Wow.
Wow. So that's $300,000 a year. And that's not going to be the presidential suite. That's going to be just a nice room.
No upkeep, though. Well, on a house.
Well, there better not be no landscaping, no housekeeper. You got that built.
No electric, no
taxes,
utilities.
No utilities. Starting to sound like a pretty good deal for $25,000 a month. But I thought that was pretty interesting. And I got a couple other things. We'll take a couple of calls here. This is Greg. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Hey, what's up? Hey, you know, I'm from Chicago. I'm born and raised there, went to high school and all that kind of stuff.
And you're a cab driver?
No, I'm not.
No, I was thinking you were a cab driver.
Cab drivers,
no, no, I was thinking you drove a cab at one point. I'm sorry.
No. Hey, and you know, it's amazing. When I heard that Peon said he hasn't been to Chicago in, 15 years?
20 years.
Yeah,
20.
Probably 20 years.
It's amazing to me because I go to Chicago 4 or 5 times a year. You know, my family lives there, mother and brother and all that kind of stuff. And it's just amazing when I hear that people in this area say they've never been to Chicago.
You know what I think part of it is, though?
4 hours away.
But here, with people like me, I think part of it is, unless you're going to a ball game, you have a destination. We're going to the ball game. For people like me, you don't know where to go. It's so overwhelming, you don't know where to begin.
But, you know, that may be true. But, you know, you've been there several times.
No, I've been there 4 or 5 times. That's it.
Oh. But think about this. All the time you've been, I mean, for me, I'm from there. I'm just amazed at the beauty and the culture, you know, and the food that Chicago has to offer. You know
hands down, it's a better city than our downtown.
Well, I don't know if it's better. It's just bigger. It's a real city.
Right, yeah.
But you know what, though? You say better. I don't know, but I tell you what. Being from the city and, you know, I'm a regular guy. My family, we're regular people, you know, in terms of we're just regular people. But Chicago has an ugly underbelly to
you
it.
Bet.
I mean, the drugs, the crime, Frank, in not downtown, or some parts of downtown, but in the heart of the city, there are street people everywhere.
No.
Just begging for me. I'm not saying that that's like just the worst thing in the world, but I mean.
No, but you're right. With everything good that goes with a big city, you got a lot of bad that goes with it that you may not want.
People fall through the
cracks.
That's
why St. Louis is sort of a big little town.
And Frank, did you get the opinion that sort of like people were sort of like not the friendliest in the world in terms of people walking down the street? I mean, you just don't get that hello, how are you? I mean, people are just about. And about their business, just on their way, and
their heads are down. They're moving ahead. It's like New York. A light changes. They cross the street. Yes, there's no encounter with other people. But here's what I did find: the people that work there, the cab drivers, the people at the door at the hotels, the restaurants.
Oh.
We didn't encounter one person who wasn't extremely friendly. It was a tourist, Chicago is a very welcoming, friendly place. But you're right. I didn't see a lot of that, what you see in St. Louis. Hey, where are you from? I see on your bag that you're from.
Yeah,
well, I noticed, I heard you mention that something about Overland. Are you from St. Louis? I didn't hear any of that kind of
and
stuff.
And all the people that you mentioned are working for tips. They make most of their money from.
But let me tell you something, and you've seen this too when we've been on these vacations with listeners. There are other places we've been where people are working for tips. They're not that friendly.
Oh, sure.
They're still rude. They act like they don't give a crap. And they're in the tourist business, too. But Chicago, Greg, we took a few cab rides. There's not one cab we got in. You know how you get in a cab and the guy never says a word to you?
Like,
it just looks straight ahead. And unless you go, say, what's your name? And they just, Larry. And that's all the conversation. In Chicago, they make conversation. Where are you from? How long have you been here before? Hey, did you go to the river tour? Did you go? It was very impressive.
And you know what, Fred, you talk about the cab and the prices and that kind of thing, the cab fare. I haven't taken a cab. You know, I'm only 45 years old. I haven't taken a cab, you know, in years. I'm talking about the 70s, and I was with my mom. But the point is, I've always thought that it was, like, just outrageously expensive.
Me too. No, me too.
And
I was stunned.
You know?
We got out of a cab. The guy said, what do I owe you? The guy said, $7.80.
Like,
I said, what? $7.80? So I gave the guy $12. I felt bad that I wasn't paying enough.
And Frank, did you? I mean, you were downtown, so there aren't any gas stations downtown.
No,
but isn't gas like $4.60 a gallon?
Yeah. No, no, it's insane. It's insane. It's outrageous. And in Illinois, coming back from Chicago, we stopped in I don't know where the heck it was, Springfield, Taylorville, or somewhere, and a premium unleaded was like $4.70. It was unbelievable.
Hey, take care, man.
All right, thanks, Greg.
All right, then.
Yeah, I'm not a traveler. This was good for me.
I was up there 2 years ago for a music festival, and it was in this on this island out. I can't remember. It was.
I know what you're talking about. I know, but I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, I can't think of it either. And when we were leaving, we were walking down to get on the L, and there were cabs all over the place, or you could wait in line for the train. So two people that I was with, they started walking this other direction, and we started taking a side street, and they said, we can go down here and probably catch a cab a lot easier than being in this big crowd. And we're walking down further, and I keep looking at these houses, and there's bars on them, and there's locks on the gate, and I said, this does not look good. I said, this is not really.
You start getting that feeling.
Yeah. And no, come on. We'll just go down a little further. I'm sure we'll find a cab. And I said, I don't want to go further, really. Right when I said that, these cops pull up and said, where are you guys going? And this friend of mine says, we're going down here. We're trying to find a cab. And he says, if you walk one more block, we're just going to write a report right now because there's nothing good that's going to happen to you.
Now, let me tell you what actually happened. Those guys were being polite, and they were spinning the story. They didn't like the looks of Dan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Look at him.
Probably.
Well, they didn't like
trouble.
The looks of you and your buddy. You were the trouble. They were trying to head off trouble by keeping you out of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I guarantee that.
I'm sure. They said, turn around right now, do not walk any further, and go back to the crowd. And we will sit here and watch. And I looked across the street, and there was this, like, gang of guys.
Waiting for you.
Yeah. And
They did you a big favor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And speaking of cab, this is how unsophisticated I am. Honest to goodness, I said to my wife, I haven't hailed a cab in 30 years. I don't know how to hail a cab. So in Chicago, I said, when the light's on or off, does that mean somebody's in the cab? I didn't know. Well, I figured out it only makes sense that if the light's on, it's like, hey, I'm available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took 3-4 cabs. I stepped out in the street. I see the light. Yo! U-turn. Pulls up. Picks us right out. I looked at my wife and I said, huh? Richard Gere, pretty woman. Okay? Three times in a row. Boom, I nailed it. First time I step out, the guy either pulls over, turns around, turns the light off. We get in. Off we go. I was really proud of myself because I was afraid I'd be that guy. Yo, hey!
Waiting there forever.
And just get ignored by, you know, and just be standing there till midnight.
All right, like if you come out of the hotel and the guy's standing out there and he blows the whistle or waves.
We had that guy with that train whistle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm not a city person, but you can't go through your whole life like I almost have done and not be exposed to that life. That's just a different life. It's a life where women who work downtown take two pairs of shoes to work. One to run to lunch in, tennis shoes, and the other for when they come back to work, they put their nice shoes back on. People who live above the city. If I live there, I want the highest floor I can get with a balcony looking out over that stuff.
Oh,
that's where I want to be. And by the way, there's a penthouse available on the top floor of the Trump International. It is, let me get this right. 14,000 square feet, $30 million.
Oh.
Can you imagine the view? Can you even imagine the view that place has?
Wow.
And I know this sounds crazy, but that actually didn't sound that bad to me for that kind of space that high. I'm not kidding. That high up. And that Trump building, this Donald Trump.
Knows what he's doing by
yeah,
now.
We walked in that Trump Tower or whatever, Trump International. I just looked around. I just thought, you got to be kidding me. How do people, if I can start it, I'll be going. But I don't know how you even build buildings like that. How do you get that thick glass in there? How do you not shatter it all when you're putting it in? And how does a guy like I saw washing windows hang from a rappelling rope 30 floors and washing windows like I'm washing my windshield of my car? You know, he's just swinging from window to window. No scaffolding.
No fear.
He's on a rope. That guy should be paid $1 million a year. If I look down, I have a heart. I'd be hanging there dead from a heart attack. I don't know how they do that. Athena Heating and Cooling. One of the things the guy on the tour boat on the Chicago River was telling us about was how they utilize the water and turn it into big parts of cooling systems for some of the buildings, and they cool massive amounts of space by using that water. I didn't understand anything he was saying because I'm not an engineer or technical in any way. But I do know this. When it gets hot, you want your air conditioner to work. And when it's cold, you want the heat to work. And that brings me to Matheny Heating and Cooling. You also want a company that will work honestly, fairly, and quickly. You don't want to wait a week to get there. Uncomfortable. We're spoiled. We're all spoiled. Ugh, it's so hot. I can't imagine. What if we have to spend an entire night without air conditioning? Oh, my goodness. And live the way, what, we used to all live?
Yeah.
And we can't do that anymore. Our bodies are soft. Matheny will get there as fast as anybody can possibly get there. They will be fair. They'll be reasonable. They work on everything. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles County, no matter how big, how small, what make, what model, you need it replaced. They'll replace it, and they'll put the right system in. You'll never again need to wonder who to call. We got you. We got you covered. Matheny Heating and Cooling, Matheny, heatingandcooling.com.
And we'll get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like somewhere near the depressed section on eastbound 70, we've got an accident that has a couple lanes blocked. So traffic right now is backed up a little bit east of Grand. It is bumper to bumper. And then also the express lanes are starting to slow from about Madison until they merge onto the through lanes of 70. Southbound 270 already running slow now, a little bit south of Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 64 looks like we're slowing now at Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge up in West County. Westbound 64, you're heavy now from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge, a little heavy between 94 and K. This traffic report is brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Settle in on a comfy pillow top bed tonight at La Quinta. La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show. I want to suggest that when you once again try to walk out on that rickety old deck that looks like it's going to rot away, you call Outdoor Living and get somebody to take a look at that thing before someone gets hurt. At Outdoor Living, you'll get some new ideas. Look at some of the new materials and get an estimate on installation or just the materials if you want to build it yourself. And they'll show you how. Or why not have a deck added on if you don't have one? It'll add beauty, value, and usable space to your home. The folks at Outdoor Living and their beautiful new Just Hose It Off and Forget It materials will make your outdoor living a joy that will last forever. Give them a call at 314-966-3325 or visit them at their beautiful showroom right there at Big Bend and I-44. The website is OutdoorLivingInc.com. Don't waste another summer without a visit to the folks who built my deck. Outdoor Living.
It takes an entire community to end homelessness. Help St. Patrick's Center reach its goal of ending homelessness for 50 clients and their families this month. Join our 50 Ends 50 campaign. The money you help us raise will provide St. Patrick Center programs to move 50 families into housing. So $50 helps end homelessness for 50 families. To make your 50 Ends 50 donation, call 802-0700 or visit stpatrickcenter.org. That's 802-0700 or stpatrickcenter.org.
Hey, new kid. You need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems. Love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get it, got it, good. I may have to steal that.
Yeah.
Use that. That's pretty good. So, got a little bit of time here. There, when we come back next hour, Jose will be here. We'll do the tech talk. So, you know, you might want to just sort of be prepared, get ready to call. I'll give you the numbers now. I'll give you a head start on other people. 314. Well, I'm not giving you a head start on everybody. I'm giving the same head start, too, if you think about it. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. After the local news, you may want to start dialing because it's first come, first serve. Jose will be in here and answer your questions about cell phones and TVs and computers and things like that. Let's talk about patio furniture. Most of you, a lot of you already have it because you want to have your patio furniture purchased and in place by spring. But then there are people that go, well, we'll wait a little while because maybe there'll be special sales, special deals. Let's put it this way. To me, when you find a really good product at a reasonable price, that's a special deal. It doesn't have to be called a sale or anything. Whether it is or it isn't, it's a good deal. That's what Amini's has. Amini's has some of the highest quality patio furniture in the country. That's not for everybody. There are people who like junk. There are people who like to buy the cheapest crap they can buy. They don't think ahead. They don't think that, well, I'm going to buy this, it's going to fall apart, and in 2 or 3 years we have to replace it. All they focus on is, what's the cheapest price? These are the people that buy these mattresses that I see on sale for $49.95.
Yeah.
I don't want a mattress that costs $49.95. But there are people that are after that. Amini's is not for you. You want real quality. They have Tommy Bahama furniture. They have, you name it, fire pits, chat groups, outdoor sofas, sectionals, crescent sofas, outdoor dining tables that seat up to 10 people. Huge selection, $2 million in stock. Nobody has a patio furniture selection like Amini's. And then there's all the other stuff we don't even have time to talk about. In the Valley, Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. Don't go away. Jose's coming in. 4 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry.